No, I look at the game and what's needed, and I thought the team were operating in the correct fashion, particularly defensively, obviously. You know, we came in for a barrage second half, and the team were operating very well. You know, I think the defensive shape of the team and the energy and the belief in having to do that and play that way was exceptional. Now, beyond that, obviously, the alter ego to that is keeping the ball better, securing it better, and having a threat coming from that defensive position. It's sometimes hard. We all know the Championship. It can be where games are that open and then that tight. And, you know, so as regards Joey, he's getting fitter. He's getting more and more available with his sharpness, that is, you know, and getting ready to play.
He had a couple of good chances as well on Monday night, weren't they? You know, they were pretty close. You could have actually won the game there. Maybe with a little bit more care perhaps with the final ball.
Well, I think the final ball, the final finish, they're always the details that count. I think it was a strange game in the sense that despite them having a real dominant second half, we had three of the best chances probably of the night. They had one from a set piece, which was a really good chance, and we had three. So, you know, it's a strange side of the game when, you know, even when you have dominant periods in a game, you've got to, you know, create very good chances to score, or certainly good enough chances to score. We did that, but on the other hand, the balance is that we got a really good clean sheet and a good point. So, you know, it bodes well for what we're trying to achieve in the bigger picture.
How different a game will it be on Saturday? Obviously, you're at home, you're going to be playing Reading, but they seem to have a pretty tight defence as well at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, they started the season a little bit quiet, then they made some big signings, and, you know, there's a lot of question marks over their financial position about a year ago, and they've put in a lot of money into Vidra, certainly Vidra. So they've got some quality there. They've got some good players. You have to be aware of the opposition. That's what we do. But you have to trust in what we do as a group. And I think we have been trusting in what we do. You know, there was a couple of question marks really early season, as people do now, you know, two games in, but that's the way it goes. And, you know, we felt we were on something with this group. We think they're becoming a group that can be competitive. And there's been good signs of that with the run we've been on. So obviously, we're looking for that to continue and build in another performance that can win.
And how's Andre Gray? Is he going to be available for the weekend?
We'll see. It's touch and go, I think. He's, like we suggested, we thought it was nothing too major. It doesn't seem like it is. The physios are happy that it's nothing too major. It's just whether we decide that Saturday's, you know, is ready for that or not. Whatever happens and why you get a chance, then it's always your chance to enjoy it, grip a shirt, you know, become part of what it is. That's the way it is. An opening can come in many different ways for it in a footballer's life. And if someone's injured, then that's another one that people have to grip hold of and take their chance.
And in terms of home results, finally, you just keep chipping away, because we know that in the Championship, if you've got really good, strong home form, you've got every chance of getting somewhere.
Well, I think home and away is important, but it's fair to say, as you're suggesting, that if you look at most teams across all the divisions, home form is a kind of backbone of a season, you know. So, of course, we're going along nicely at home, and, you know, long may that continue on Saturday.